Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. And the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. So I've been using Armoire and I'm actually wearing one of their shirts right now as I'm recording this, and it's a great idea. You don't have to commit to buying the clothes, but you can really start to explore your own personal style. Like if there's a trend or something that you've been wanting to maybe try but not commit to, this is absolutely perfect. Because if you don't like it, you just put it back in the bag and get something else. Because we've all been there. You open your closet, and even though it's packed, you feel like you have nothing to wear. And with Armoire, that's a thing of the past. They make it effortless for all women to turn heads with stylish everyday looks. You can rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion, and it's all tailored to your personal style. Plus, you don't have to do laundry, and you don't have to go shopping. It truly could not be any easier. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month, which is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/ATTWG. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/ATTWG to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Did you know that your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? I recently took the True Age Test from True Diagnostic and discovered my biological age. And the results completely changed the way that I think about my health. My test revealed that I'm about 6 months older than my biological age, so clearly I have some work to do because I want to outrun the clock in terms of my health. And I can do that because the True Age test didn't just give me a number, it showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging. It was pretty eye-opening. Like, my brain is doing great, but I need to work on my cardiac health a little bit, which honestly was a bit of a surprise for me, but it's a great place to focus. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home. There was no doctor visit or big needles. It was a quick, painless finger prick. You send off the tiny sample in a prepaid package, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report about your aging and health. It's fast and hassle-free. So if you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com and use ATTWG at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, and welcome to Day by Day True Crime Stories, the podcast where we explore a different crime or justice milestone from this day in history. I'm your host, Kona Gallagher, and today is June 7th. On this day in 1992, three women disappeared without a trace from a single home in Springfield, Missouri. Cheryl Levitt, her daughter Susie Streeter, and Susie's friend Stacy McCall had just finished celebrating high school graduation. And then, just like that, they were gone. It's been more than three decades, and we're still left with questions. So many questions. What happened that night? Who might be responsible? And why has this case, known as the Springfield Three, remained one of the most haunting unsolved mysteries in America? Let's get started. June 6, 1992 was a Saturday filled with joy and milestones in Springfield. Suzanne, Susie Streeter, and Stacy McCall had just graduated from Kickapoo High. For those two close friends, it was a day that was full of promise and excitement. Susie was 19 years old, energetic, and witty. She already had a job following in her mother's footsteps working at a hair salon and was saving for college. 18-year-old Stacy was the dependable, grounded one. She was sweet and well-liked and also had plans for college that fall. That evening, the two bounced from one graduation party to the next. They were celebrating and just enjoying kicking off their final summer before adulthood officially began. Originally, they had planned to spend the night at their friend Janelle Kirby's house, but around 2 a.m., they changed course. Janelle's place was just too crowded. So instead, they decided to spend the night at Susie's house at 1717 East Delmar Street, where she lived with her mom, Cheryl Levitt. Cheryl, who was 47, was a respected hairdresser and was known for being neat, punctual, and devoted to her daughter. That night, she had spoken to a friend on the phone around 11:15 p.m. They had just chatted about refinishing furniture. It was a completely unremarkable conversation. There was nothing unusual, and Cheryl showed no signs of distress. By all accounts, Susie and Stacy arrived at the house between 2:15 and 2:30 a.m. Their cars were parked neatly outside. Everything about the plan seemed safe and routine, but none of them would ever be seen again. On the morning of June 7th, Janelle Kirby expected to hear from her friends. They had plans to head to Whitewater and Branson for a fun getaway after their night of celebration. But when neither girl called, Janelle and her boyfriend decided to stop by the house at around 9 a.m. And when they got there, everything looked normal. All three cars were in the driveway. But once they stepped inside, the house felt off. Cheryl's dog, Cinnamon, was roaming around and was agitated. All three women's purses were inside. Susie's and Stacy's clothes from the night before were folded. Their makeup and personal items were laid out. Cigarettes, lighters, even jewelry were left behind, things that they wouldn't just abandon. But nobody was there. But they couldn't figure out, like, what had happened, because there was no sign of forced entry or anything like that. There were no broken windows, no furniture was out of place, but the house was silent. Too silent. There was one strange detail that they noticed, however. The glass globe from the porch light had been shattered. Janelle's boyfriend swept it up, not realizing at the time that it could have been a key piece of evidence. Even stranger was a message left on the answering machine that a friend later described as, quote, strange and disturbing. But that message was accidentally erased while checking other voicemails. Whatever clue it may have held was gone. As word about the missing women spread, family and friends came to the house throughout the day, worried but unsure. At the time, it wasn't unusual for young adults to disappear for a bit, but by afternoon, Stacy's mom, Janice McCall, grew alarmed. No one had heard a thing, and her daughter wasn't answering pages. So Janice began calling hospitals, and then she called the police. Unfortunately, by that time, more than a dozen people had already walked through the house. They'd tidied up, made phone calls, and even cleaned, unintentionally contaminating a crime scene. Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming? Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today. Hot sleepers, listen up. This one's for you. You probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses, but did you know that they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light-as-air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. Whether it's the softness of our organic cotton sheets, the cloud-like loft of our down and silk duvets, Avocado bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to bedtime. And Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium, long-staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. So head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. The Springfield Police Department quickly launched a major investigation. Tips started coming in by the hundreds. Volunteers helped canvass neighborhoods. The case drew regional and even national media attention, but no strong leads emerged. So investigators began exploring theories. First, there was the idea that the women had left voluntarily, maybe on a spontaneous road trip. But that didn't really make sense. Their purses, clothes, medication, and cigarettes were all left behind, even the dog. Not to mention, the cars were in the driveway. So it didn't look like a getaway, it looked more like an interruption. The second theory was a targeted or random abduction. Maybe someone they knew knocked on the door and they let them in. Maybe they were threatened at gunpoint and taken quietly. But still, how could a single person overpower three women without a single scream or any evidence of a struggle? Another theory that exploded online years later was that the women were buried beneath a local hospital parking garage, which was under construction right around the time of their disappearance. A mechanical engineer even claimed that ground-penetrating radar had detected anomalies there. But authorities said that the evidence wasn't strong enough to tear up a working structure, so it's never been properly searched. Then there was Robert Craig Cox. Robert Cox is a convicted kidnapper and suspected murderer who was living in Springfield in 1992. He'd been working as a utility contractor, which gave him plenty of access to homes. In a 1997 interview, he claimed, quote, "I know that they are dead. I know that they were buried, and I know where they're buried," end quote. But he refused to say more unless he was given immunity. Investigators do believe that he knows something, but so far they haven't been able to prove his involvement. Now, the theory that's most likely could also be related to the Robert Cox theory: multiple offenders. It's hard to imagine that one person managed to abduct three people without resistance. Could someone have lured them outside as a ruse? Maybe a fake emergency, a knock at the door, something like that. But despite all these possibilities, nothing has ever been confirmed. From the beginning, the families were devastated, but determined to find answers. Stacy's mother, Janice McCall, became the case's most public voice. She gave interviews, distributed flyers, and formed a nonprofit to support other families dealing with missing loved ones. Over the years, she pushed authorities, hired private investigators, and never let the story fade. In one interview, she said, quote, "If the house had been sealed off and investigated immediately, we might have something today. But we don't. And we still don't know why," end quote. Cheryl and Susie's family spoke out as well. Susie's older brother, Bart, had been estranged from them at the time. But after the disappearance, he stepped forward, publicly advocating for answers. It's now 2025, over 30 years since the Springfield Three vanished. And still, there are no arrests, no bodies, and no resolution. The Springfield Police Department has never closed this case. They've followed more than 10,000 tips over the years. They've used cadaver dogs and modern forensic tools. In 2019, they confirmed that biological samples had been preserved and were being retested with new DNA technology. But so far, nothing has cracked the case. Some tips still come in. Sometimes it's people who are too scared to talk in 1992 or who've remembered something decades later. Investigators remain hopeful, but with each passing year, the chance of closure feels further away. Though, if you've been listening to this show, you know that we've covered many cases where answers have come decades later, so there's always, always hope. The house on Delmar Street still stands, a quiet reminder of a night that changed everything. And the memory of Cheryl, Susie, and Stacy lives on in the people who love them. They're remembered for who they were, not just for how they vanished. The case of the Springfield Three remains one of the most baffling unsolved mysteries in the country. But as long as we keep telling their story, we keep the hope alive that someone, somewhere, will finally come forward with answers. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Day by Day True Crime Stories. If you found this story compelling, please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It'll help us grow. And be sure to join me again tomorrow as we explore another significant event in true crime history. Until then, stay safe and remember that behind every headline is a life worth remembering. Day by Day, True Crime Stories is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand, through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.